USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The release of graphic video showing the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police sparked protests in several cities. Demonstrators turning out in Memphis, New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles last night. Police used pepper spray to control unruly crowds. This after body cam video shows the arrest of the 29-year-old who died following a traffic stop. Video show Memphis officers punch, kick, and tase Nichols. They've now been charged with murder, and more personnel moves have been made in the wake of that video.
Two Shelby County deputies are relieved of duty pending an investigation. The announcement came after videos were released to the public from various angles on Friday.
Give me your hand.
Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he's launching an investigation into whether the deputies violated police policy. Five Memphis police officers who faced charges including second-degree murder were previously fired from the department. I'm Jerry Barmash.
85 vehicles involved in a chain reaction crash that shut down I-90 through Wisconsin for 7.5 hours Friday. 21 people injured, according to the Wisconsin State Patrol. At least 7 people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered this synagogue and fired at worshippers gathering Friday night. Israeli media report children among the dead. The shooter was killed at the scene. At least 3 others injured. The man who claimed he had a bomb outside the Library of Congress in 2021 pleads guilty to felony charges. Floyd Roseberry drove his truck onto the sidewalk outside the library and began yelling at people on the streets that he had an explosive before going on a rant against the government. Authorities say his vehicle contained possible bomb-making materials. He faces up to 10 years in prison. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Temperatures expected to reach dangerously cold territory over the coming days as an Arctic blast moves through the northern part of the country. Forecasters saying highs will be well below average for much of the central and northern plains along with the Midwest. The cold blast will keep temperatures in the teens and single digits. Former President Donald Trump will speak at the annual meeting of New Hampshire Republicans today, delivering the keynote address before heading off to South Carolina for his first 2024 campaign event. Arrests have been made in a foreign government's attempt to kill a U.S. citizen.
The Justice Department has charged 3 members of an Eastern European criminal organization for conspiracy to assassinate a U.S. citizen in New York City. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they disrupted the Iran-directed murder-for-hire plot.
Just 1 year after the FBI and our partners disrupted an Iranian group's attempt to silence an American journalist on U.S. soil, the same person was targeted for assassination again by a group with ties to Iran.
That's Tim Berg reporting. A group of bipartisan lawmakers introducing a bill on International Holocaust Remembrance Day that aims to ensure future generations are taught about the genocide. Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said as the number of Holocaust survivors drops, it's vital we continue educating about the most significant atrocity that the world has ever experienced. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.